With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The conversation is underway. President Trump speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin about terms to end the war in Ukraine.
President Trump told reporters there was a lot of diplomatic work done with Russia over the weekend on ending the war in Ukraine. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says,
"We are on the 10th yard line of peace, and we've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment."
Trump also said land and power plants are part of the conversation, describing that as dividing up assets. Leavitt was asked if Kyiv was on board with that.
"That has been part of the discussion between the president's team and the Ukrainians."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to explain why it ignored his offer to halt the deportation of suspected Venezuelan gang members.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
"All of the planes subject to the written order of this judge departed U.S. soil, U.S. territory before the judge's written order."
"But what about the verbal order, which of course carries the same legal weight as a written order, and said for the planes to turn around if they were..."
"Well, there's actually questions about whether a verbal order carries the same weight as a legal order, as a written order."
District Judge James Boasberg called that explanation one heck of a stretch.
President Trump described U.S. District Judge James Boasberg in Washington as, quote, "an unelected troublemaker and agitator," in a post on Truth Social, his social media platform, and called for his impeachment. Israel has unleashed massive new strikes on Gaza. That's after Hamas refused to release more hostages, causing the fragile ceasefire to collapse. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 313 points now, the NASDAQ composite losing 260. This is SRN News. Christian singer-songwriter Chris Tomlin is an executive producer for a new movie.
Depicts the events of Jesus' last dinner with his disciples before his death on the cross. Tomlin told churchleaders.com that the movie is right on the nose biblically and is beautifully and powerfully done. Tomlin's song No Greater Love is featured during the closing credits. It's a song he wrote before knowing about the movie, but Tomlin said it fits perfectly. George Williams, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition is continuing its crackdown on the country's LGBT community. Members this week submitted a bill to parliament that would ban the popular Budapest Pride event. The Hungarian government portrays itself as a champion of traditional family values and a defender of Christian civilization, while critics have decried its policies as regressive. This is SRN News. President Trump vows to immediately open coal-fired power plants.
In a Truth Social post, President Trump said, quote, "After years of being held captive by environmental extremists, lunatics, radicals, and thugs, allowing other countries, particularly China, to gain tremendous economic advantage over us by opening up hundreds of all coal-fired power plants, I'm authorizing my administration to immediately begin producing energy with beautiful, clean coal," end quote. 120 coal-fired plants are scheduled to shut down over the next 5 years. The Trump administration says keeping those plants online could help lower energy cost and supply energy to data centers and AI. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The University of North Carolina Board of Governors announcing the next leader of North Carolina State University. Kevin Howell will be North Carolina's state's next chancellor and will succeed Randy Woodson. He becomes the first black chancellor at North Carolina State. More details at srnnews.com.